Lots going on in the United States today. Joe Biden is currently making a speech in Delaware. He's doing that every day at the moment, it seems. Simon Marks joins us. Simon, we've given you a little bit more time today because there's so much news.
Thank you very much. And I can't quite understand what he and Kamala Harris are still doing in Delaware. If it was me, I think I'd be moving the transition offices into a gleaming suite directly overlooking the White House, given everything that is going on here at the moment. We've learned within the last few minutes from the Washington Post that in a fresh act of defiance, the White House is telling federal agencies to proceed with plans for President Trump's February budget. In other words, the White House continues to suggest that President Trump will still be around in February, when, of course, the inauguration is due to take place on January the 20th. And within the last hour, there has been a simply jaw-dropping development at the State Department. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the man who used to sign his tweets with the hashtag swagger, was asked by reporters why he hasn't congratulated Joe Biden on winning last week's election, and whether the State Department is now cooperating with the Biden team in a bid to ensure that a smooth transition of power is going to take place here. In its entirety, here's his answer.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
So you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals and massive leads or significant leads with 99% reporting are going to be overturned, and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time, right? It took us 37 plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
You couldn't fill a phone box, if you could find one, with people in Washington who think the country is now in good shape. Nor could you fill a phone box with foreign politicians who will ever again pay a nanosecond of attention to Mike Pompeo's remonstrations about their elections. Craven Trump loyalists like the Secretary of State, at best joking about the prospects for a second Trump term, at worst conniving with the president in his bid to subvert the will of the people as it was expressed at the ballot box last Tuesday. We will win, said President Trump on Twitter today, again stoking reports that he wants to mobilize his supporters around the country to defend him against entirely false claims of widespread election fraud in America. Among the president's other defenders, another man refusing to congratulate Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate.
Until the Electoral College votes, anyone who's running for office can exhaust concerns about counting in any court of appropriate jurisdiction. That's not unusual. It should not be alarming. At some point here, we'll find out finally who was certified in each of these states, and the Electoral College will determine the winner. And that person will be sworn in on January 20th.
For the second day running, he makes no predictions about who that person might be. The Washington Post today quotes a senior Republican official asking, "What's the downside for humoring the president for a little while longer?" No one, the Republican said, seriously thinks the results will change. Well, the downside is obvious, and you'd think a political party that humored Donald Trump a little when he first announced he was running for the presidency in 2015 might have learnt its lesson by now. In Delaware, Joe Biden, the president-elect, is doing all the things you would expect the president-elect to do 1 week after Election Day. He's on his feet at the moment talking about the future of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, on the day that its fate officially landed in the laps of the nine members of the Supreme Court. But his activities today also included a series of calls with foreign leaders, among them the Prime Minister. The Biden campaign won't say in what order the president-elect took the phone calls, so we don't know whether Boris Johnson got in ahead of Justin Trudeau, Angela Merkel, Emmanuel Macron and the others who have been burning up the phone lines to Wilmington. But the transition team says Joe Biden referred in the call to the special relationship between the US and the UK and said he wants to strengthen it and redouble cooperation on issues of mutual concern. Downing Street says they discussed COVID-19, climate change and the worldwide promotion of democracy. No irony there, then, as the Biden team talks to world leaders, but so far is not being talked to by anyone in the Trump administration about the peaceful transfer of power, Ian, that is supposed to happen here in just 71 days' time.
Simon, thank you. That's LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Paul says, just listen to that interview with Mike Pompeo. If Trump gets his way, my God, you journalists are so going to have egg on your face. Don't think that's going to happen, but if it does, you heard it, you will hear it here first on LBC.